Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Afghanistan, an explosion has been reported at the Northgate Hotel for foreign contractors in Kabul. Taliban claim responsibility. That assault lasted several hours and is now over. AFP is reporting that three Taliban and one policeman were killed. U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab fighters claim to control about half of the besieged Islamic State-held city of Manbij in Syria near the Turkish border. Ohio State University regional analyst Alam Payan said its loss would be a blow to the IS. Efforts to secure fighters and supplies from Turkey.
Any place that which is resupplying either men or equipment, and if that is really prevented, so that's a great success in the part of those that who are fighting against terrorism.
Meanwhile, in the contested city of Aleppo, rebel fighters launch what they describe as a major assault on the government-held southwestern sector after weeks of progress by Damascus and its allies to encircle the rebels. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are caught in the fighting amid reports of low food and medical supplies. The UN Deputy Special Envoy Ramzi Iramzi held talks with Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim in a third attempt at political transition talks with the opposition.
I informed the minister and his deputy of the intention of the Special Envoy de Mistura to reconvene the intra-Syrian talks towards the end of August.
Major sticking point remains President Bashar al-Assad's political future. And South African President Jacob Zuma, whose African National Congress has been rocked by allegations of corruption, has appealed to voters to vote in Wednesday's municipal elections. This is VOA News. Turkish forces detained nine soldiers early today who were suspected of attacking a hotel where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was staying during an attempted coup in mid-July. Earlier, the Erdogan government dismissed nearly 1,400 members of the armed forces as part of a general crackdown in the wake of the failed coup. Ambassador James Jeffrey, who has been posted to Turkey, tells VOA the coup attempt was a very serious threat to the democratically elected government.
This was a coup against a democratically elected government and president that was extraordinarily violent. I've lived through several coups and quasi-coups in Turkey. Nobody has seen anything like this.
Tens of thousands of people in Turkey have lost their jobs, been detained, suspended, questioned, and investigated for their alleged connection or support of Fethullah Gulen. He is a Muslim cleric who has lived in the United States for 17 years. Mr. Erdogan has blamed him for being behind the coup attempt and is seeking his extradition. Gulen has denied any connection to the upheaval. Yemen's internationally recognized government has agreed to extend UN-sponsored peace talks with the Houthi rebels in Kuwait for yet another week amid reports the government was about to leave the talks. The decision by President Abid Rabu Mansour Hadi followed proposals by the UN envoy for rebels to pull out of cities, including the capital Sana'a, and hand over weapons within 45 days that had been taken from army depots. The rebels have reportedly rejected this as a non-starter, but will remain in Kuwait for a week. 16-month conflict has left more than 6,400 people dead, millions displaced. It also has created a humanitarian catastrophe, with 80% of the population in need of food aid. Pope Francis spoke to hundreds of thousands of pilgrims Sunday in Krakow, Poland, before returning to the Vatican. He condemned what he called the devastating wave of terrorism.
E la nostra risposta a questo mondo in guerra ha un nome.
The Pope said our response to a world at war has a name. The name is fraternity. Its name is brotherhood, he says. Its name is communion. Its name is family.
Fratellanza. Si chiama.
Pope Francis addressed the congregants who had traveled from all over the world on the last day of his five-day visit to Poland. Get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.